The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
And good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. Today is Friday, it is the 14th of August 2020, we're here till 10 o'clock. And you can email ryan@rte.ie and it's good to have your company. Part of my head was thinking it's Friday, I normally would say, and we're here till 10 and then we'll see you later at half 9 until midnight. But that's not the case yet, I've got about three more of those late free Fridays before we come back in. But we are planning like mad. As we are with the radio every day, but with the TV, we're back in action. The juggernaut is being fired up, and we are good to. We really are good to go, in good shape. Different setup, obviously, with the COVID and all of that. There will be absolutely no one in the audience once again because of the situation, and we think that's a really important decision. The feeling being, if you can't meet up in great numbers, why should we? And it's absolutely the right message to say, until we can all do this together, no one will sit in those seats. And I think that's a fair call, and one that is wise under the circumstances. But we'll be there, and we got into it. It was a bit peculiar at first, doing the Late Late with no audience, to be honest with you. It kind of felt like talking to a well. But the response from the viewers, from many of you who watch, was so warm and so positive that we felt, okay, we really put wind in my sails and our sails. And I felt, okay, well, if you're up for it, I'm up for it, let's do it. And suddenly became kind of like the radio show, but on TV, just to myself, some guests and some gorgeous music and so on. And the team, we all got around it and pulled together. And I think we did all right. And you very kindly got involved, as we know, with the music and the charities and so on, and the information, and kept the show on the road. So we're just recalibrating and getting ready to go again. So it'll be Friday, the 4th of September. So we'll see you then. Meanwhile, what have I got for you today? Loads to be talking about. We've got a weekend away in Dublin, incidentally, to give away to a beautiful hotel. We'll do that. I'll give you the details of that later on, in case some of you want to come to town and say hello. We'd love that. Andrew Lloyd Webber, is taking part in a coronavirus vaccine trial. He's decided, I'm going to take the plunge. And he's saying he will do anything, he says, I'd do anything, to prove that theatres can reopen safely. That is a brave move. I admire him for doing it. I'm sure he's thrilled with my imprimatur. He'll sleep well tonight, knowing that I care. But this is a trial being run by the University of Oxford. And the trial is currently in a combined phase one and three stage. That means nothing to me, but it sounds important. And he's going to go for it. I was trying to think of then Andrew Lloyd Webber COVID puns, but I couldn't. I like music COVID the night. And I thought, nah, that's weak. Jesus Christ, super spreader. That's offensive. So I'll just leave it there. 51551 is the text number. Andrew Lloyd Webber, good man yourself and good on you. One of the joys of coming back to work on Monday last was I got a heap of books on my desk that to preview copies of them. They're not published yet, but they were given to me. And I was like a kid at Christmas. I was very happy to get the new Anthony Horowitz book, which is, I haven't started yet. It just looks tremendous, big, beautiful hardback. And then I got one by a guy called Richard Osman. Now, if you don't know who Richard Osman is, he's one of those people that if you see him, you'll know who he is, because he's always on TV and British television. But I'm not very familiar with his work, but he's written a book, and apparently it's all the rage. Everyone's talking about this book. It's not out till September the 5th. And it's called The Thursday Murder Club. And I started reading it on Monday and I'm nearly finished it, and I'm not a fast reader. It's that good. It is a beautiful, kind, warm, COVID-friendly book that is about four people who are very old in a nursing home, essentially, situation, who have great backstories, and somebody gets killed. So there's that little bit of violence, that Marple-like violence in it. But there's a kindness to it that says that these four people aren't just old people in an old folks home. They're four people with great stories that they have in their lives. and it touches on them and the people who are in their lives now, and then the crime and trying to solve the crime. It's called The Thursday Murder Club. A beautiful little read, very funny. And the reason I was reading it was because we were saying, well, will we have him on the show? And I said, well, let me have a taste of the book, and if I like it, maybe we'll investigate it. And I've just loved the book, and he's going to come on and talk to us about it, which I'm very happy about, because I've been taking notes as I read it, because there's so many points of interest to get to. So the reason I'm mentioning this book is because there's a piece today that tells us that there are almost 600 hardbacks are due to be published on the 3rd of September. It is a absolute waterfall of words and books. It's a massive bun fight of new titles as books delayed over the summer due to COVID-19 finally make it onto the shelves. So September, you'll notice that from, if you're ever watching TV or listening to the radio in September, October, November, all the authors are selling their books, and so therefore you'll get this glut of people with stories to tell as they endeavour to sell, as I say, sell their books. It's great for us, it's content for us, and hopefully for you, and then the books are hopefully good too. But like I say, this is a massive release of books on September the 3rd, so very exciting for book lovers. Anton Deck's joint memoir, Once Upon a Time. It's a clever title, I like a little bit of punnage there. Who else have you got? You've got that Osmond book I was telling about. Elena Ferrante's new novel, The Lying Life of Adults. David Attenborough's Vision for the Future, considered to be a big seller. J.K. Rowling's new children's book. I also got a copy of the new Robert Harris book, a preview of it. It won't be out for a while, but very excited to get my hands on that. Anthony Horowitz. Graham Norton has a new one out, and I look forward to reading that. Louise O'Neill has a new book coming out too. So there's lots of excitement about the place regarding new books coming out. And one of them that I'm very excited about, but it's not till the 15th of September, which is great because it means I'll have a bit of time to read the other ones first, is Bob Woodward of Watergate fame has a book about Donald Trump's presidency called Rage. And that's just going to be, well, just very, very, very interesting indeed. And Simon & Schuster says the book follows Trump's moves as he faces a global pandemic, economic disaster and racial unrest. It says Woodward conducted a series of exclusive interviews with the president. Oh, interesting. Okay, so then it also notes that Woodward obtained 25 personal letters between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, including one in which Kim describes their bond as something out of a fantasy film, which I think is a very good description by Kim Jong-un of probably much more than just their friendship, just everything, essentially. Quick one on the... There's a story kind of breaking the UK about a British holidaymaker and their family have been forced to self-isolate for 2 weeks in Greece after testing positive for the coronavirus. So they took the risk to head over, and now they're goosed. The traveller was asymptomatic, was tested at Corfu Airport as part of the country's health screenings and random testing measures, which weren't they talking about doing that here at one point? And it says, although test results are generally available within 24 hours, the holidaymaker didn't receive the news until 4 days later. The entire party was told to isolate within their rooms, and then they were all shipped off on buses to a special quarantine hotel. Oh, God. And they have to stay there for 14 days. I just don't think that's my idea of a nice way to spend the summer. And Derek Scally in The Times today saying that from Berlin, more than 900 Germans who tested positive, 900, for COVID-19 after a holiday abroad have yet to be informed of their infection up to 2 weeks on. So that's 900 people went away, came back, are now still wandering around infected asymptomatically. I've yet to be told that they have it. You know where that's going. I mean, that's just a forest fire. Holy smoke. Okay. Let's keep the best side out and mention people who want a bit of love for their businesses. Tara Leathers Dublin. And we need customers, they say. Have your shoes repaired with us. Zips replaced, keys cut, all leathers repairs. Tara Street, Dame Street and Dublin Street. And Talbot Street, Dublin. Hashtag small business, hashtag small biz. TaraLeathers.ie. And that's it. Get the shoes out, lads, and get those dresses and coats and things that need to be. And if you can't fix them yourself, head to the cobblers. I know I go to Crilly's. They do a great job there. And there are cobblers all around the city and the towns and the countries. Let's get them out there and keep them busy and keep their heads above water. I was getting a thing framed, actually, recently, And I bought a couple of bits of history pieces that I wanted to put in a frame. And one, the guy, the framer, told me that. I said, how's business? I hope it's going okay for you. He said, actually, it's going really well. And I love hearing that positivity in a given day in these strange times. And he said the business is going very well framing wise because people spend so much time at home. People spent a lot of time clearing things out. And people then in the clear out realized, I must frame that. And that letter or that piece or that thing. And they sure went about it. And if you do have a letter, like we were talking about this the other day, because I got a very lovely gift of a letter written by Charles Stewart Parnell to his tailor, which included in the letter two little pieces of material that Parnell said, I'd like the jacket in that and the pants in that. It was very nice. From a former guest on the show, Ian from Irish Pickers sent it in. He said, look, I know you'll appreciate it. And he's right. I have a number of letters from history that I have at home that I adore, but this was one I was really hoping to get, and sure enough it came in the post and I was knocked out by it. But I'll be framing that up this week. But if you have a letter at home, or if you have something that you think is of importance, put it in a frame. And honestly, in your house, having something like that on the wall, whether it's deeply personal or something of historical significance, it's a go-to thing for people when you come into the house and go, what's that? It's a really interesting conversation starter. In my book, at least, our old friend Russell Crowe, let's talk about Russell again briefly because we're fans, and he donated to a fundraiser to help rebuild an iconic restaurant damaged in Beirut's devastating explosion. That was a shocking story, as you know, from a couple of weeks ago. But the restaurant was left in shambles by the blast. And Crowe Russell explained that it was he donated in memory of the late chef Anthony Bourdain, who featured this restaurant in one of his documentaries. He said, I thought that he would have probably done so if he was still around, and he wished the restaurant well. Nice thing to do as they try to piece that all together. The journal.ie telling us that First Dates, which is one of my favourite programmes to watch on TV, it is just like, I could be a snob and say, it's anthropologically fascinating to watch these people gather over cocktails and potential kissing and moving and mating. Or I could tell you it's great crack and complete mind-rottingly beautiful television, which it is. There's nothing wrong with it. And it's really well made. All the heads in it, all the people in the restaurant, the staff are great. Obviously, the people put it together are excellent at what they do. And the participants are generally always great fun. But how are they going to do it? Well, they are doing it, which is the most important thing. It's coming back. But hugging and kissing will not be allowed. For a lot of them, that was never an issue anyway. Just didn't work out. So, you know, you should be fine. But for the more amorous members of the fraternity or sorority, this could be an issue. But hugging and kissing will not be allowed between participants on the set of the series of RT's First Dates to minimise the spread of COVID-19. This has been confirmed by Coco Content, who the company that make the format, and they're saying, look, any contact is out. It's challenging, but everyone is beginning to realise it's the only way we can work. We will have a safety officer on board for the show who will make sure everything is abiding by the rules, or everyone is. If they don't, they are off the set for obvious reasons. And that's fair enough. And we wish them well. It won't be easy. So I hope it all works out for you all. 51551, Aoife was on. I heard Richard Osmond talking about his book on A Stab in the Dark, Crime Writers Podcast. Very good interview if you want to check it out. Aoife's doing my research for me. This is great. I will. I'll listen to that over the weekend. Thank you for that. Elaine's been on. Good on you, Elaine. With regards to Andrew Lloyd Webber, Pond's good. How about Mask Up? That's All I Ask of You. That's that's good, or That's All I Ask of You. We could double down. Love the show. Big Phantom fan. Good on you, Phantom. And thank you for that. 51551, as I say, is the text number. This is an email that came in. I'm currently writing to you from St. John of God's Hospital, which is a hospital I know all too well because my father was a psychiatrist there. And a woman wrote a lovely letter to me while I was away, and it landed on my desk, reminding me of how what my dad was like to work with in the hospital. He used to say, among other things, have we anything left in the kitty? Why? Because I think we need a good night out. And I thought, well, gosh, well, like father, like son. That was good. And sure enough, it was lovely memories from that lovely lady. So thank you to her for that. I've dropped you a line in the post, so hopefully you get that. But back to this email saying, I'm writing to you from John O'Goth, where I'm a patient, along with five other girls. And all of us here including the amazing nursing staff, are huge fans, which is lovely to hear. And thank you. But this COVID situation has been really tough on all of us here, as we've had very limited visiting from our families and no leave from the hospital. And we noticed that you had Sheila Nocton on your show yesterday talking about her battle with an eating disorder. And this really resonates with us here. We're pleased to see these issues become less stigmatised. And we'd really appreciate a message from you, if at all possible, as I think it would help boost everyone's spirits. I completely understand that you must be extremely busy at the moment and hope this doesn't add any pressure. But thank you so much for your time and consideration, and I wish you all the best. And we have your names. Can I say thank you so much for taking the time to write to us, and wish you every good fortune and happiness to you and the other girls, as you mentioned there, and the staff and your families. And, you know, we don't get to think about that sense of you being there and COVID and visiting hours and getting leave. So challenging times. So stay strong and stay brilliant. And we're with you as much as we can be from a distance. We're a small museum in the old head of Kinsale. Great. And this first signature point of the Wild Atlantic Way, great. It has spectacular views from the top of the tower, which was renovated and opened to the public on the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Lusitania on the 7th of May 2017. Sounds magnificent. And we know about the Lusitania, May 7th, 1915. 1,200 people died as the passenger ship they were travelling from New York to Liverpool, hit by a German torpedo, sank in just 18 minutes. Anyway, we have a beautiful memorial garden with an 18-foot bronze wave. Sounds lovely, with all the crew and passengers' names on it there to keep them in our thoughts and memory. Could you come and visit us sometime? Yes, if you're in Kinsale. Yes, I can. And you'd be welcome. We have a lovely cafe, good, with homemade cakes. This is getting better and better, this email as it goes on. Made by Claire and lovely Kinsale Coffee. Open every day from 10 to 5. From Deborah and colleagues Dermot and Myra and Claire. That's the Lusitania Museum. I will see you there. That is a promise, because I love Kinsale and love history and I love cake. So that combines everything. See you soon, and good luck with the museum, and everyone get a visit there if you can. Kat was on to say, I want the job of safety officer on first dates. How much crack would that be? I'd say there'd be a lot. Do you know what you'd probably be like? A boxing referee. You know, when they're and the two are trying to grapple and get at each other, and you're like, no, break it up. Like, I want to go in, Adrian. No. Leave her alone. Put your tongue, stop. None. Enough now. It's not appropriate, and it's not fair, and it's borderline illegal anyway. 22 minutes past 9 at 51551. We are open for business. Good to have you with us.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright. not there.
One of my favourite songs, I'd say, of all time, from The Zombies, and She's Not There at 24 minutes past 9. Just to say, it says, text how lovely Ireland is and how its hospitality never ends. A thank you is needed. I was cycling the Greenway in County Mayo last week, and most enjoyable it was. We had hired bikes, and unfortunately the bike I had got a slow puncture on the return to Westport from Newport, stumbling and walking the last few kilometres on my approach to Westport town, weary and now carrying the bike. A lady stopped me on the road and insisted on helping me, even though I wasn't too far from the town. She rearranged her car, put the oiled bike and with puncture and inner tube hanging out into the back of her clean car with the seats down. She drove the bike back to the bike hire for me as the shop closed at 6 p.m. It was now 5 to 6 and I would never have made it. So I just wanted to thank her so much for the kind gesture, a random act of kindness. It was so good and thoughtful. There was no room in the car, so I never really got to thank her. It's just so good to be at home. I love Ireland. I couldn't ask for more. Thank you. Like, for which Ireland should send you a check for that. For that. But I like your style. Michael Rossiter is shoe repairs in Kilkenny was on. Did you know that there are only around 50 cobblers in the country, all getting older and retiring, and no new crop? Well, that's bad if it's a dying trade, because it's a really important trade. And I think in the world of fast fashion, the cobbler has never been more welcome to fix and repair and make us not run out and buy something new just because. So here's hoping they keep going. I have a framed autographed card, says Brian, on my wall from March 1982 from Prince Rainier of Monaco. Our fifth class teacher got us to do a project where he wrote to famous people and some of us got replies. It's a wonderful thing to have, particularly as it's a family photo taken not long before Princess Grace died. That's what I was talking about. Get that stuff to the framer, as you did, and frame it up. My local library in Carlingford got together, says Tricia, a bundle of books to deliver when they were not open. And one of the books was so good, Watching You by Lisa Jewell. Highly recommended, says Tricia. My sister just finished the book and thought the same. So big thank you to Cecilia for great choices. Good. Love that. And Vincent's also recommending things for us. Condor, RT2, Thursday nights with Max Irons, son of Jeremy, and Sinead Cusack is proving to be the thriller of the summer. Great script, great acting, great direction, lots of unexpected twists and turns. My wife and I have been watching it throughout. The finale is next week. Looking forward to seeing how it all works out. I haven't seen it. But I'm getting a nod of approval outside, which means it's got to be great. What's the name of that brilliant film you recommended to me, Siobhan? Because he asking her, you probably don't remember. I know she can remember what, you know, JFK's nanny's name was or something like that, but can't remember the film that she told me about yesterday. Amazing, amazing. But it's a Spanish film. She's looking it up. I'll come back to you in a second, but I watched it last night. It's really good. Dark, though. If you don't like dark, don't watch it. But really good. It's like The Shadow of the Forest or something. You'll find it. My friend Mark Keeney used to write wonderful letters to me from Australia, says Susan, during his year there. And I've kept them all. If not, maybe a mention. He died 17 years ago today, only 29 years old. I'm sorry to hear that. And we still miss him terribly. But we have his letters. Isn't that good or gorgeous? And such great memories. I'm glad that you remembered him this morning. I'm thinking of you and him and his family today. Thank you. And Juju is a small treasure trove boutique in Greystones in Wicklow, celebrating 15 years in business this weekend. Congratulations! Wonderful shop, carries divine labels and tries to source from ethical and fair suppliers worldwide. Deserves a shout out for surviving the recession, the pandemic and the vagaries of the rag trade. Fashion comes and goes, but style is enduring. We would appreciate a little merch. Of course, to all our friends in Juju, congratulations and keep on going. Rachel says, I was listening to play Creep yesterday and the medieval version. There's another good version, I think, of Creep by Tears for Fears. You should have a listen to. Thank you. Have a lovely weekend. And the same to you, Rachel. Thanks for your text. The movie I was talking about is called The Invisible Guardian. And it is, as I say, it's Spanish. So you need to, it's a subtitle. But a terrific film. And as I say, dark thriller. Touch of the Clarice Starlings about it, and recommend it. There's three films. They're not necessarily, you don't have to watch one without the other, but start with The Invisible Guardian. Okay, that's the recommendation from this side of the house. Now, quickly to tell you that our prize today is for a weekend in Dublin. One overnight in a luxurious one-bedroom executive suite with separate king-size master bedroom with private balcony. Good Lord, in the five-star Intercontinental Hotel, formerly the Four Seasons. Dublin's only true five-star urban resort. Separate living areas in this place, allowing the ultimate in space while on holidays. Full Irish breakfast in the stunning Seasons restaurant overlooking the terrace gardens. Champagne afternoon tea in the newly refurbished reading room. Access to the wellness, including pool flooded with natural daylight. And, of course, car parking, which is quite handy. So call us if you want to play our Balls Bridge quiz. Seriously, 1850 715 900, 1850 715 900, and you could be skipping to Dublin as happy as whoever it might be happy on that given day. Regarding Spanish film, The Invisible Guardians, yeah, that's it. That's the one I was talking about, says Tex. It's one of a trilogy, and they're tremendous. Thank you, and Maeve, totally agree about Condor. It's series two on RTE at present. I could download series one, so that's great. So you're able to get access to it if you want to give it a go, which I will do. Definitely. Thanks for the recommendation. Back in a sec.